It is the Sports Wire, ESPN 100.5 and 103.1 KTGR. Online, as always, at KTGR.com. Former Mizzou wide receiver, had a huge season last year for the Tigers, Bud Sasser. He's joining us here on the Sports Wire. Bud, how's it going, man?
Going pretty great, man. How about yourself?
Doing real well. So you're telling me off the air that you're working out at Exos right now. What's a typical day for you guys? What's a day in the life of Bud Sasser right now?
As of right now, just this past week, it's kind of died down a little bit. Just getting your body a rest for a guy. You know, there was a period in time where we're working extremely hard, getting ready for combine stuff, and then for the guys leaving. And then that one little period, we take a little chill, and then we come back and hit it hard before pro day. Just get up every morning and working out twice a day. And making sure you're eating the right amount of food each meal and just trying to stay fit.
He's Bud Sasser joining us here on the Sports Wire, KTGR. Have you gotten any feedback from NFL teams or had any interviews or anything like that yet?
No, sir, I have not.
Looking back on your time at Mizzou, how would you describe your experience here? You had 1 year, your junior year, where you got a little bit of playing time, and then you really, I mean, you exploded onto the map this season, one of the best years ever for a Mizzou wide receiver. When you look back at the overall experience, how would you describe it?
It was a very humbling experience, and definitely taught me how to persevere through my adversities. And, with the people that I love to, play ball with, and those are great guys that I got to meet there, and build relationships with, and I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
What was your lowest moment, though? If you had to look back and say, "Oh, damn, that was not a good moment for me personally or as the team," what was the lowest for you? Lowest moment here at Mizzou?
I'd say, maybe my sophomore or junior season. Not doing too much. I guess my redshirt freshman year, somewhere around there, that, just wasn't too much action going on. I wasn't seeing the field too much. And, that'll probably be my lowest, I would say. Just, not being able to really help out your guys when you believe that you can.
Was there ever a time when you were here that you thought maybe you wouldn't have the senior season that you had?
No. I mean, I didn't even think my senior year was that big. Because I knew I had a whole bunch more left in me. And, that just so happened to be my last season. So I just hate to, I love the way it ended, but, there's more.
Why do you say that? What do you think? What more do you think there was?
I mean, there's just more. I can produce more than what I did, It's, I don't take that season as, oh my God, it was this amazing season. Because to me, it wasn't amazing. There was a, it was a good year, I believe, in my eyes. And even, some of my closest friends would be able to tell you that, I played a good season, but I could definitely do better.
He's Bud Sasser, former Mizzou wide receiver. He's joining us here on the Sports Wire on KTGR. When you look back on, I guess, the last 2 to 3 years, really, of Mizzou football, there's something that changed. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was tangible, if it was intangible, if it was something that the coaches did differently. But, I mean, the last 2 years have been pretty incredible for this Mizzou team. Did you sense a change within the program? What was that flipped all of a sudden?
Even with my class, the 2010 class coming in, we had something about ourselves that we just wanted to change the program ourselves and, just try to, have the best 4 years, 5 years that Mizzou has ever had. And, it didn't really work out that way the first couple of years, but then I just think it finally just clicked. And we finally realized what it took. And then we just try to do that, keep repeating it and just try to get, get better each year.
Speaking with Bud Sasser here on the Sports Wire on KTGR, with you gone, you have Jimmy Hunt gone, Darius White gone. I mean, that's like 90% of Mizzou's receiving yards from last year that won't be back in 2015. Do you have any wide receivers that were with you last year that you took under your wing that you think are going to step up in a big way in 2015?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. There's you got Jamon Moore, he's going to step up. I know he will. You got Deshaun Blair. You got Nate Brown, who got experience last year. You have John Culkin, Jason Reese, Keon DeLosa. I'm missing another young guy right now.
Rashard, is that one of them that you
Rashard,
expect?
Rashard, yes. I mean, those are really, really talented guys. And, you know, last year they didn't get to play, but, you know, seeing those guys go through training camp and catch on to plays and the playbook and the coverages that our defense was throwing at them so quickly, you know, I hadn't seen that yet. So I got high hopes for those guys, and I believe that they can do it.
Bud Sasser, just a couple minutes left here on the Sports Wire on KTGR. Who are some players outside of the receiver position? Maybe somebody you went up against in the defensive backfield or just on the defense in general that you expect to come up in a big way next year? Maybe somebody that fans don't know much about yet.
Oh, man, if they don't know, they should know about Kenya Dennis, man. That is that's a pretty tough corner to go against. And, you know, you got a young safety coming in. You got Ian Simon still back there holding it down at safety. And, you know, it's a bunch of guys, man, that, you know, kind of getting overlooked right now. But they'll definitely step up and shine.
Do you feel like Mizzou should be the favorite in the SEC East again this year?
I mean, you know, we never really cared if we were favorite
right.
or not. You know, so what we wanted to do was go out there and just win the whole thing. All we wanted to do was bring home championships, man.
Bud Sasser, last thing for you here before I get to a couple quick hitters with you. What are you expecting from Pro Day? Any numbers that you have that you could share with us?
No specific numbers, man. I'm just trying to turn some heads. That's it right there.
Okay, quick hitters here for you. One-word answers will work. Your first concert that you ever went to?
Lil Wayne.
Favorite 90s boy band?
Fan of bands, I guess you could say.
Okay, that's fair enough. TV show that you watch that you would never want to admit. Are you a fan of The Bachelor or The Real Housewives? What kind of TV shows are you watching that you wouldn't want to admit?
I definitely say The Bachelor. I've watched a couple of episodes from some previous season.
And last thing for you here is Bud Sasser's joining us here on the Sports Wire on KTGR. Your favorite Columbia restaurant. If you had to go to one place when you're back in Columbia, where are you going?
Ernie's off rip. It's a diner.
He's Bud Sasser. He joined us here on the Sports Wire. Bud, thanks so much, man. Wishing you the best of luck over the next few months as you're getting ready for the Pro Day and for the NFL draft, man. Wishing you the best.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. That's Bud Sasser joined us here on the Sports Wire on KT.